Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yeah, we on this thing on? What's going on? We here? We here? Hello? Yeah, I guess we are here. What's going on? It's the man in the building, man. It's Tuesday night, man. We about to do it to you, man, one more time. NBA Finals is getting ready to jump off at 9 o'clock, man. So hang out with me, man, and we gonna be there right there with you. So hang out with me, man. It's after further review. GQ Palace in the building, man. The mayor in the house, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 and get in on the conversation. Little quick synopsis on what's going on right now, man. You know, Tim Tebow was on the Patriots now. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. I want to get into a little bit about what's going on with the NBA Finals. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit of football, too. So I know they're going to drag me into it, if you know like I know. It goes down. But I wanted to touch base before we get started really into the flow. Chad Johnson had to deal with this situation. And I don't know if you heard that, you know, judge gave him 30 days or whatever. It, because he smacked his lawyer on the rear end. It's just a real silly situation, and a lot of people, you know, feeling some kind of way that the judge was too harsh on him and things of that nature. And I feel opposite. I feel like he got exactly what he asked for. You know what I mean? And you know, you hear every conversation from, you know, the judge was too harsh on him, and why do you have to wear certain clothes in the courtroom? And my thing is, why is he there in the first place? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a certain decorum and there's a certain, you know, respect that goes with the court. Whatever, whatever, you find yourself in that situation, you're going to have to adapt to their rules. You know, and if he wanted to celebrate or do whatever, he should have waited until after he got out, you know, outside of them doors, man. So I just think a lot of people is, you know, seeing it not really for what it is. And I don't get it, you know. Like, oh, they did it too because he's black and this and that. I'm like, nah. Nah, that's not it. That's definitely not it. You know, and then it come down to a situation where the judge was, she's legally blind, so how did she see, you know, him, you know, hit his lawyer on the backside or whatever? It's crazy. You couldn't make this up. You couldn't put this on Saturday Night Live. They couldn't write this on Saturday Night Live, man. It's crazy. You know? But we here, man. It's Tuesday night, man. Game 3 of the NBA Finals about to pop off. In about an hour, about to pop off, man. The Spurs and the Heat, they linked up. They tied at 1. They're on the Riverwalk down to San Antonio for games 3, 4, and 5. Game 1, you know, good game. You know, people were saying that the Spurs were going to be, you know, tired because of the layoff, or they didn't, you know, they had too much rest and things of that nature. I looked at it like the Heat were just coming off a 7-game series with the Pacers. So, you know, if anybody's going to be emotionally drained, it's going to be Miami. You know what I mean? And it was a great game down the stretch. And Tony Parker hit a shot for the ages, and, you know, everybody saw that shot. And San Antonio got the win, which basically is what they all they needed to do was get one or the first two. That's what they needed to do, and they did it. Game 2, you know, it was a good game. The third quarter, it just kind of got away from San Antonio. You know, the Heat went on that 33-5 run. you know, and LeBron, you know, did his numbers and things of that nature. They got the blocks and everybody was hitting their shots. And that's, I mean, what do you expect? Do people, you know, really expect that Miami was going to get swept? So this is how the series is going to go. You win a game, you lose a game. You win a game, you lose a game. So I just think that at the end of the day, San Antonio is right where they want to be. They're right where they want to be. They're not down 0-2. They're not up 2-0, but okay. You know, the next three games, they got home court for the next three games. So basically, the next three games is going to decide it. Can San Antonio get 2 out of 3? Can Miami get 2 out of 3? So the series is definitely going to come back to Miami for game 6. You can count on that. So it's just be like these three games right here is going to kind of decide on what it is. And I just think that as far as everybody saying Miami, just, you know, they showed the real Miami Heat and all that craziness right there. I just think that Miami just kind of like played their game finally. That's how the series is going to go. They're going to have their moments. Okay? And they had a big moment in game 2. And I don't think that they would have been any different if they would have lost game 2. Because then, you know, the pressure just would have really, really been on them. But they blew Spurs out in game 2, which is expected. They beat them 103-84. And so, you know, and LeBron James wasn't the big man. He was more of a facilitator, and he was more of a making, you know, the other team members go. And that's a good thing. You know what I mean? So the series is even, 1 apiece. Game 3 down in San Antonio. Hopefully the Spurs, you know, give their home crowd, you know, a nice showing. And their first finals game in a while. You know what I mean? It's a big game. I know the crowd is going to be ready down there. And we want to hear what you think about it. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Shout out to the homie Big Rich. He's in the building. Shout out to Miss Lavina behind the boards. Could I get a crowd check or the crowd there with me or the honk of the horn or something? You know you with me? All right. Yeah. LP, is you with me? I see you. That's what it is. We hitting the building, man, live and direct. Tuesday night flow, man. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night. Got the Boston Bruins and the Chicago Blackhawks. I just think that's going to be a good series, and I'm not going to make my pick on this series until tomorrow. And not putting me under no pressure. I think it's going to be a great series. I just still wish that the Blackhawks would give Ray Emery some burn. He's the backup goaltender for Chicago Blackhawks, and he, you know, he's black. I want to see him get some play. He's pretty good, you know what I mean. But Corey Crawford is doing his numbers for the Hawks. So again, Blackhawks and Bruins, Stanley Cup Finals. They drop the puck tomorrow night in Chicago. You'll see that game on NBC Channel 4 if you're in the New York area. Game 3 NBA Finals. I had the Spurs in 6. It's even. Oh, shout out to Patrick Ewing, man. Patrick Ewing got a job. He's now the assistant coach for Charlotte Bobcats and all that. So it's a long time coming. You could applaud that. You could applaud Patrick Ewing. You can applaud Patrick Ewing getting a coaching job. That's what it is. Again, I think that, you know, assistant head coach, that's a good thing for him. You know what I mean? He's been doing it for a while. You know, and, you know, I think that his experience and his input would be, you know, very instrumental to a young Charlotte Bobcats team. And hopefully that him and, you know, Jordan can put their heads together and come up with a plan down there to get them right. You know, they got a building block. They got a point guard, you know what I mean? And so they just need to put some things together and hopefully Patrick Ewing can, you know, do some things down there in Charlotte. You know, you got to crawl before you walk. So, you know, he turned down an offer from the Knicks last year to coach their D-League team. And he was like, nah, he felt that he was better than that. So he waited his turn, and he waited out. So we got him a spot on the bench. And that's what it is. Shout out to Patrick Ewing, yo. My Yankees. I gotta give my Yankees a little bit of props, man. They doing their thing. I just think that they gotta hold the fort down a little bit more because it's gonna get a lot serious before it gets any worse. You know what I mean? They're playing out in Oakland tonight, so they're doing that West Coast thing. CC's pitching tonight against Bartolo Colon. So that should be a good pitching matchup tonight, Yankees and Oakland A's. David Wright and Robinson Cano are going to lead the home run derby teams to the All-Star game, which will be played at Citi Field on July 16th. And if you haven't heard, we're trying to get the mayor to the All-Star game. I'm going to say that again in case Miss Lavina and Big Rich was, you know, busy doing something. I'm trying to get the mayor to the All-Star game on July 16th. Can we applaud that? No doubt. Yeah, we're trying to go to the All-Star game, man, July 16th at Citi Field and all that. David Wright from the Mets and Robinson Cano from the Yankees, they're going to lead their respective leagues in the home run derby. Robinson Cano will be for the American League, and David Wright will be for the National League. Yep, All-Star game, man, July 16th. We're going to do, after further review, we're going to put our All-Star ballot in the air. Probably sometime next week, we're going to put our All-Star ballot in the air. I'm still looking at, you know, some people and things of that nature. But you can count on some names like Adam Jones being there. I like Adam Jones. You know what I mean? You can count on maybe Samardzija to be on the National League All-Star pitching staff. So I'm going to pick my squad probably sometime next week, my ballot. Chin-Ming Wong, he used to pitch for the Yankees. Now he's with the Toronto Blue Jays. Chin-Ming Wong gets no more love from after further review. Sorry, Chin-Ming Wong, but you went to across the border. I can't mess with you no more. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Everybody's getting ready for Game 3. NBA Finals, Heat and the Spurs. You know how I feel about it. I got the Spurs in 6. I think the Heat are going to do their thing tonight, but I think that the Spurs are going to, you know, feast off of that home cooking. You know, it's their first Finals game, and I think they're going to feast off that cooking and put Miami under pressure. Opinion about Jason Kidd, who is interviewing for the Brooklyn Nets head coaching spot. I don't know. I'm just going to say that I'm not, you know, disrespecting him and his experience and things of that nature. But, I mean, as a point guard, that's essentially what you're doing. You're being like an extension of the coach on the floor. So, I mean, you know, just the title being the head coach, and it's a different situation seeing him rock a suit or whatever every night instead of being in uniform. You know, other people did it, and, you know, let them rock. Mark Jackson didn't have any head coaching experience. He came right from the broadcaster booth. You know what I mean? So the only difference in that situation would be like, boom, he just came right off the court and slid into a head coaching spot. But I would be shocked if Jason Kidd got that spot. I mean, they say he interviewed well. And actually, he impressed Billy King, who's the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets. And, I mean, why wouldn't he? You know, he knows Jason Kidd. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to see what that move is going to be like. You know, Maurice Cheeks got put on as the Pistons' new head coach, Detroit Pistons. Maurice Cheeks got hired. So he used to be an assistant in Oklahoma City, and now he's the head man in Detroit, so that's what's up. Ronald Hollins won't get a new deal from Memphis. I just think that, you know, they're looking to go in another direction, man. I'm not mad at them, you know. And Lionel Hollins will get a job. He's a pretty good coach. He'll get a job, you know. And Doc Rivers is not ready to say he's going to come back to Boston. You know, I was thinking that he's going to go down to Orlando. But, you know, it's time. It's yet to be seen on that one. And Brian Shaw, man, is making himself look good in his interviews. He interviewed with the Clippers. And he's making himself look good. Shout out to Kenny Smith, man. He's trying to get in the front office too. He wants to be a GM for Sacramento. So he's talking to them about, you know, getting up in the front office. So all the you know, a lot of guys from, you know, when we used to watch ball, and we was watching ball back in the days, and they're now ready to take that next step and, you know, still represent the league and still, you know, have input as far as, you know, being in the front office of things. And that's a good look, you know. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know what it is. It's the mayor in the building. Big Ben Roethlisberger says his knee feels fine after surgery. Hopefully he'll be ready for camp and all of that. I'm at Bradshaw. Used to play for the Giants. Now he agreed to a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. So now the Giants running back situation is, I don't know what the deal is with that. But on Tim Tebow with the Patriots, I don't understand it, but I think that, you know, Bill Belichick and those guys up there, they know what they're doing. You know, they see something. You know, even if it's just bringing another fan base to New England. You know what I mean? Because I don't see how Tebow's going to get a lot of burn sitting behind Tom Brady. You know, and you know, they could use him in other positions, but he says he doesn't want to play any other position. So we're going to see how that pans out. You know, he's in New England now, so Tim Tebow is going to be making his noise, and they're going to be bringing that situation up to New England, and I wonder how that's going to play in Foxborough. But it's all good, though. Give you some quick scores right quick, man. Schedule's kind of light tonight in baseball. Yankees and Oakland start at 10 o'clock. L.A. Angels and the Orioles, bottom of the fifth. Angels 1, Orioles nothing. Bottom of the fourth, Mets 2, Cardinals 1, City Field. Bottom of the fourth in Miami, Marlins 3, Brewers 1. Top of the fourth in Pittsburgh, Pirates 2, Giants nothing. Bottom of the third in Tampa, Red Sox 3, Rays 2. Bottom of the first in Texas, Cleveland and Texas, no score. Top of the first, Reds and Cubs at Wrigley, no score. Bottom of the first, Blue Jays and the White Sox, no score. Top of the first, Tigers and Royals, no score. Middle of the first in Minnesota, Phillies, no score with the Minnesota Twins. So it's going down tonight, man. We want to have a little conversation about the Chad Ochocinco thing. I see that it was that was a real heavy topic of discussion on Facebook and things of that nature. And I just wanted to know what people thought about it, man. You know, I just feel like, you know, he got exactly what he deserved, man. You know, he had the, you know, world in the palm of his hand, man. He was a, you know, NFL player, you know, notoriety, you know what I mean? You know, he was doing his thing, and, you know, he ended up where he ended up. We got the bell in the building. Woke a brother up. What's going on, Cortez? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. What's happening?
What's going on with you? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Everything's everything, man. Waiting for game 3 and all that, man. Thank you for checking in for a few minutes, man. Appreciate you. What's on your mind about as far as the Chad Johnson situation, my dude? I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, I think he got what he deserved. I think it may have been a little bit excessive, 30 days. That's a little excessive. But, you know, these celebrities getting out of hand with not being respectful and, you know, out of their own boundary areas. You know,
right.
He while I'm out in the court trying to show off. So,
right.
30 days excessive, but I feel she made a point to try to say, hey, you know, this ain't the outside world. This is real.
And I totally agree with everything you're saying. And if I had to kind of like nitpick my dude, I would be like, yo, he got exactly what he deserved. You know what I mean? If you know, on the side of fairness, you know what I mean? 30 days is 30 days. You know what I'm saying? If he wouldn't have had himself in front of that lady in the first place, then he add insult to injury. You going to disrespect me in my courtroom? Who does that, my dude? Real talk. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? So, like, 30 days is like, I think, you know, she erred on the side of caution. Real talk. Now, if you'd have had somebody in there, like, say he would have had a judge that was, you know, like me and you, kind of real, like, on some older stuff that really is like an authoritative figure. You know what I'm saying? And he would have did that. You know what I mean? Then he would have probably gave him 60 days. Then he would have really, you know, like, yo, it's a black man calling, looking at another black man, like, what are you doing? And this is how you treat the court of law now.
Yeah, he definitely got what he deserved.
Yeah, he got what he deserved.
Days,
you know what I mean?
30 days was a little bit excessive, but hey, you know, it is.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, yeah, you know. But, I mean, again, you know, it, 30 days, it's 30 days, man. You know, I feel you on the excessive part, but, again, I always go back, it always takes me back to if you wouldn't have did that, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but, off the bigger and better things, my dude. What's your feeling on the game tonight, man?
I got the Spurs, but like I said, the series, is, in my opinion, is going to come down to if Parker can outplay Chalmers the rest of the way.
Okay.
Chalmers is, once his confidence starts in the game, if that happens, San Antonio could be in trouble because Chalmers shouldn't even be a factor in this series. You know, he had like, what, 19 or 20 last game?
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen.
Right.
That can't happen. So,
right.
If Parker can outplay Chalmers, I get the Spurs. But if Chalmers can get confidence going and keep it moving, Spurs in trouble.
I think that, you know, it has to, the series is going status quo, if you ask me, my dude. You know, the Spurs did what they had to do in game one.
Miami
woke up third quarter of game two. They woke up and they, you know, decided to really, you know, focus on playing some D. Okay, LeBron kind of like, you know, he got in the mix. Instead of being the main dude, he put himself in the mix. Okay, he played some D, and they played a total game. Everybody contributed. Okay, so they really put it on the Spurs, and I think that, you know what, that's when they got tired. They got tired in the third quarter of game two, because they seemed like they just game. You know what, this is a wrap. We did what we were supposed to do in game one. We go home with a split. You know, but they have to kind of like turn it back on now in front of the home crowd. They got three games. It's like the best two out of three now to get back to Miami. Because when they get back to Miami, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Here's another aspect people are paying attention to. Ginobili looked two steps slower.
Ginobili's not a factor, right?
Two steps slower,
right.
And if they're counting on him to contribute, and he's playing this way this late in the season, that's not a good thing for San Antonio.
Yeah.
I've always said San Antonio has waited too long to upgrade that roster.
Mm.
And it might come back to bite them late in the season right now. Because, I said, you got Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as some young legs that can go out and contribute, like you got D.L., everybody on there done played 12-plus years.
Right.
You can't have a roster like that, you know, in the finals.
Mm.
So it's definitely time for them to maybe in the offseason start making some real moves, because they don't want to look like the Bulls and the Celtics when they lost their superstars. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then when Jordan and Pippen and all them left,
Chicago
stuck for, like, what, 6 years?
Yeah, they was
like 6 or 8 years. So Antonio, they don't want to go down that route.
Hold on, my G. We got a double dose in the building. We got ladies first and all that. We got Kia in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Sorry. Hello. Hi.
What's going on? We got my man Ziggy, Michigan, in the building. What's good, my dude? How you feeling? Welcome to the bigger show. Ziggy, speak up for yourself, man. All right, and they kidnapped Ziggy. Uh-oh. What's going on, Kia? What's good?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. My man Cortez is in the building.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you? I just got a conversation with my brothers. You know, they were talking about the game and, you know, talking about the series and talking about the Heat game and Spurs. Only got one brother going with the Heat. The other one's going with the Spurs. And, you know, they know I'm not going with the Heat. They know I don't even like the Heat. So, and they already know I want anybody to beat the Heat.
Hello?
I'm down with anybody to beat the Heat. So, I'm like, I don't care. As long as somebody beat the Heat, I don't care. Whoever it is, the Spurs doesn't beat the Heat.
That's what it is. Ziggy, what's good? You there? They done kidnapped him again. Yeah, man, we ain't paying no more for that dude, man.
So what's the discussion tonight?
Everything. Me and Cortez were just chopping up about the game right quick, but I just wanted to know your opinion about the Chad Johnson situation.
Let me tell you something. He knows good as well. Let me tell you something. It depends on the team of the judges. Some judges do not tolerate a lot of stuff in their court. And that's just something. You're just not going to walk in a judge's same court and not go by his or her rules.
Right.
And especially a female judge, they're
going
to go
right.
To deal with on the basis. I always check and say, ooh, don't you want to see that judge? Ooh, I hope we don't get this judge. Ooh, I hope we don't get, you know. Because he was out for something. He had to do something prior to that, or he had to make some type of, whenever they were talking through the whole proceeding, probably his demeanor, probably how he would act. He had to do something for her to flare up.
His history don't account into nothing?
Not really, because, you know, they're not supposed to weigh that, because he wasn't the judge on the other two. They're not supposed to do that.
Right.
They're not supposed to bring in any other type of, that's being profiling them. They're not supposed to do that. That's the law.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ziggy, what's good?
What's up, man?
Ziggy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what's happening, man?
Nothing.
We thought you got kidnapped, my G.
No.
What it is with certain courts, New York State, Jersey courts, judges are very particular about what's coming in their courtroom and how your behavior are in the courtroom. whatever happened in that courtroom, because we wasn't in there, so we don't know how his demeanor was before the, in the courtroom by answering questions with, you know, his body language, he knocked a lot or whatever. That judge had to get in there at the end. He did that. That probably sent her over.
But how'd she know? Wasn't she, ain't she blind?
She would not be on the bench. She passed the guideline to be able to sit on the bench. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay.
And like I said, if Chad's attorney doesn't like it, he can also always file a grievance. We'll keep him out of jail, with another judicial committee will hear her, hear his complaint about her. That's the only way, unless he's going to do that way. And let's not keep staying 30 days in jail like that judge is ordering. That
but he shouldn't put himself in that position in the first place.
Especially, and I'm gonna take it to another level. And then he's in front of the woman. The judge is a woman.
Right.
Plus, his domestic violence issue that he's in front of.
That he was dealing with, right?
That's the reason why he's in there.
Right.
So she's probably looking at it that way too. So he wasn't on his best behavior.
She can't go by that. What another judge ruled on. She only could go about what
I'm saying, but what I'm saying is his original crime, his original crime was domestic violence.
No,
and he has a female judge in front of him.
She can't go by his previous crime. She can't go by that. That's the law.
But she's a computer now. She's a computer. So she doesn't have no feelings now.
So hold on. So why was he there in the first place?
He violated a domestic violence case.
So there we go. So he's there because he violated whatever situation he had due to the domestic violence case, correct?
Right. That's all she's ruling on. The order of restraint that he broke. That's the only thing she can go by. Nothing else. But why is everybody all of a sudden free Chad Johnson
and they did this to the black man and all? Come on,
yo.
Come on, son. Everybody wants to play the race card. What's going on with this?
It's easy to play the race card. So that's the reason why people jump on board like that.
Go ahead.
The issue was that he slapped his lawyer on the butt after the judge was like, yo, you know, I'm going to give you some time off. So she took it as like, oh, you think it's a joke. That's where the 30 days came from.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Is his lawyer white? Because I didn't see the tape. I didn't see the video. I don't care about that. I didn't see the tape. Is his lawyer white? No, he's a white guy. He's a white dude.
So.
Oh, man.
And then the killer thing about it, after he had him on the butt, his lawyer tried to still get him off and was like, no, Judge.
Now I see what they're talking about. I thought his lawyer was a lady.
No, he's a dude.
Snap. So he just gave him like, yeah, you know, good work, whatever.
Like a good play.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Oh, man, that's different.
Not that
it was like, you know, as would have been as worse or whatever, but it's not as bad. You know what I'm saying? I see that. But I couldn't see myself doing that. I could wait till I could just get out the courtroom or get down the street or something and then, you know, jump in the air like I'm doing.
As soon as she gave her decision, I'd have been out the courtroom a second.
I would have been like, thank you very much. You never see me again, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But wow, man. So that's why I said if it sounds as though he sounded too harsh as an attorney.
Also take it up with the judge.
Can I change the subject for a second to this game for a minute?
I want to know a question. I want to know one thing. When that ran, why is nobody slamming Pop for when Miami went on that first run? It was tied 62-61. And Miami went on that little 10-0 run the first time. When Parker and Duncan were sitting on the bench. Why did he not call timeout and try to stop the tide instead of letting
them play
it out?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because you know why?
If that would have been Spo, everybody would have been slamming Spo.
No, you know why? Because that's who Popovich is, my dude.
I'm sorry, dude, but
I know exactly what point of the game you're talking about. Yeah, you're right.
You got Jordan, the only two players you can be able to do that to is Jordan and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like comparing them to, but when it comes up talking about competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're going. I understand
making
exactly
a run
where you're
like
going.
That's the only way you don't call a timeout if you got one of them two cats on your team that can actually stop the
time. I just think that he was like, you know, I just think that he just ride it to the wheels fall off. Get out of here with a split, man. And I think that's how Pac is, though.
All right, I'm looking at it like he threw the white flag up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's essentially what I'm saying. Like, you know, get out of here with a split.
He did it the same way, and I always remember the same way in Game 5, Celtics game up in Boston, when Phil was like, look at Kobe. So Kobe at the game, told him to sit down in the dressing room, told Kobe, and then we're going home for two. And Lakers took 6 and 7 at home.
Mm.
You know, so I always think about Game 5, how we just could have won Game 5, but we didn't, you know, whatever happened in Boston, and, you know, when he took Kobe out the game, was like, you know, frustration. We took that Kobe and looked
you
at his team, and we're going home for 6 goals
the game.
Game 1, let's go home for 7.
You played
I understand that, but
6 minutes left.
My godmother told me, God bless the dead, a good run beats a bad stand. So
yeah.
If Popovich is like, you know what, that's who he is, man. Like, yo, let's just run this, get out of here, man.
Yeah.
You know,
he still got the game in hand, you go for the game.
Everything was going downhill for them. From that point on, when they started running, it was like, wait, was it 33-5? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it ended up being 33-5, but what I'm saying is he was waiting on that TV timeout. I'm sorry. Do not wait on that TV timeout. Call the timeout now. At least settle them down. If you don't do nothing else but stop the run.
It
would have been different if Miami would have won Game 1 and the Pacers, Spurs would have been in the situation in Game 2. Yeah, he probably would have called a timeout, but he took Game 1 already, so he wasn't.
Yeah,
worried.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it wasn't really no big thing for
him. Don't y'all play to win the game, though?
Yes, Ziggy, you play to win the game, my dude.
That's all I'm asking, Ziggy.
Look at it like this, though. I see where you're coming from, and you're right. I see where you're coming from, but look at it like this. You're not going to win this game. Okay, you're not going to win this game.
You don't know that, though.
You got 3 games coming up at home. You're going to get out of here with a split. That's what you wanted in the first place.
It's not like they was getting blitzed from the jump streak.
It was a tie game.
It was a one-point game when it went off like that.
Yeah.
The same way he did.
Exactly right.
That's all I'm saying. I understand y'all trying to talk about the split.
But you got to look at it from the standpoint of age, though. They're not a young team, so he's like, okay,
the mission was to get a split.
It was not to take 2 in Miami.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, at the same time, don't you play to win?
You play to win, but they already won by getting the first game. They did what they had to do.
2-0
would have been gravy, but they wasn't getting it. They at that point in the game, like, look,
you
don't know
that they was gonna get it. They was dialing like that in the first game, and they came back.
You keep Tim Duncan, you keep Parker, you keep all those old names in, and you push it to the limit, and you still lose Game 2. Coming into Game 3, you have nobody that's fresh because they old.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, and then I'm gonna take it to another. I'm gonna raise another one then. Well, if that's the case, we all see that Miami can blow them out. That we do know.
Of course.
So when they pumping on all cylinders, San Antonio can't do nothing with them.
They won't be on all cylinders in San Antonio.
Chalmers is the key to this series. If Chalmers can get 16 to 17 a game, this series is over for the Spurs.
And he takes some crazy shots, but I'll go for that, because at least he's stepping up.
And that's the adjustment that the Spurs are going to make. And when they go home with tonight, the three games, they're going to make the adjustment on Thomas. That's what you have to do. You make the adjustment on those guys.
But when Spo don't make adjustments, everybody slam him. Everybody slam Spo. When Spo don't make adjustments, everybody slam him. But everybody
we all know Spurs are going to make adjustments tonight.
Spo is going to be damned if he don't. You know what I mean?
On the pick and roll with Tony Parker, Spo made the best adjustments in the whole series by guarding the pick and roll off top. When Tony Parker turned that corner, he didn't have no corner to turn to because Charmer was standing right there.
I feel you on that. But again, like you said, it's an ebb and flow. But they didn't do that. Did they do that in the first game? If they did that in the first game, would have had the same result. But they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So again, every game is different from the last game.
Yep.
Game three tonight, which we get ready to watch in a few minutes. We're gonna kick it for an hour after some review GQ Palace in the building. You know what I mean? But it's a different game. First of all, the scenario is gonna be totally different.
Oh yeah.
All that let's go heat stuff is gonna be dead. So they're not gonna be riding off of that, first of all.
Bonner hasn't played no minutes in game one or two. I guarantee Bonner plays a lot of minutes in game three.
If Bonner plays a lot of minutes in game three, is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Spurs?
That's a good thing because I think he realized they can't rely on Tim Duncan to get all the buckets in the paint. So what
they should have
done
that from the door.
I don't care who you got that come to. If until Ginobili decide he wants to come, then San Antonio is going
to
be dead
in the
water.
He's a key to the series, yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if Bonner do come up with 12. Bonner can come up with 12 all he wants. If Ginobili play like he played the other night, like he lost, like he's two steps behind,
right,
like he waiting on a referee to call a flop.
Exactly, right.
And he falling down, coming across half court, and hoping that a whistle comes up, you know, and blow the call, you know, and
yeah,
blow
I
the call.
I follow you.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
they did exactly what they needed to do. They took game one, they home. The difference is they're going to home for three.
I'm used to watching Jordan. I'm used to watching a cat going into your building, taking the heart out of you.
We've been accustomed to watching, you know, series that, you know, like you said, Jordan's gonna take your heart, man. You know what I mean?
Is
Barkley gonna allow that to happen? Is Karl Malone and Stockton gonna allow that to happen? Is Drexler and Kevin Duckworth, God bless the dead, are they gonna allow that to happen? You know what I mean? And Jordan goes up into Portland and he's throwing 3-pointers all over the place. Okay. And you can't stop. There's nothing that they can do about it. You know what I mean? There's nothing that they can do about it.
And then you know what the killer thing about it? The same way. They went back 1-1 in the finals. Do you remember back to the first finals they won against L.A.? They went back into the Staples Center and took all three of them.
When they played the Lakers
in
the finals?
They didn't allow to come back to Chicago.
Let me tell you this. The whole Jordan aspect of the NBA is killing the current NBA right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
That's the thing I hate about the NBA. They celebrate Michael Jordan too much in today's NBA. That's why LeBron James.
I celebrate his killer instincts. That's the only thing I celebrate.
You take away the respect of LeBron James' game. I don't understand why people hate LeBron James so much. The guy right now, if he retired right now, he'd be a top 20 player all time.
Oh, yeah. He'd be top 10 to me.
But people won't give him his respect because they keep comparing him to Jordan. He's not Jordan. He's LeBron James. Let it be.
Hey, Magic, you remember when I kept telling you his game is like a Magic and Scotty?
Yeah, you did say that.
I don't compare him to Jordan. I really don't. I'm just saying that. But what I'm saying is the only thing that it seems like these players that they don't have is a killer instinct. They don't know when to take the ball.
I definitely agree with that.
Anybody on that thing about hating LeBron? I don't care less about LeBron. I don't care anything about LeBron. I never did like him. I never liked him in Cleveland. I never liked LeBron. I never did when I watched the game, when he walked the championship game, he walked straight up the court and didn't shake nobody's hand. I remember him in the Celtics game in a press conference, and they asked him a question. He said, "Yeah, it's five of them, only one of me." And they asked him about, "We worry? You see these diamonds on me?" I remember the comments he used to have in Cleveland, the arrogancy, the stuff, the sports, the bad sportsmanship. I never liked LeBron. And Kevin, I never liked him.
I'm gonna tell you my LeBron story. When LeBron was doing his leaving Cleveland thing, I used to crush him on Twitter. I would be like, yo, what's the matter with you? You leaving Cleveland for what? They trying to build a team around you and you ready to go. Then after they got beat, he made that not that famous comment about, oh, everybody going to go back to their regular lives. Like, okay, hold on. Wait a minute, my dude. Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm the man. It is what it is. But I used to crush that dude, yo. I was so mad at this cat, yo. And I was mad like they mad today. In the sports, shout out to the sports room group or whatever. You know what I mean? I was mad then, like they mad now about LeBron. The people that don't like him, because I'm like, what have you done to justify this? Then you go buy airtime, make this grandiose announcement about where you want to take your talents. And I was so happy when Dallas beat them. I was so happy.
You would have
heard the
end
of it. You would have heard the end of
it
if Miami would have won that first year. When LeBron got to Miami, if they'd have won that first year, you would have never heard the end of it. You would have never heard the end of it. Then here come the excuses. Well, nobody wins in their first year. Okay, I'll buy that. I'll give you that. He won last year in a shortened season. Okay? You're supposed to come in here and stomp everybody the way you talk about getting not three, not four, not five, not six. The way you're talking about making a run through the league, like you're just going to make everybody forget about Jordan.
All right, can I ask you a question then? What's the difference between what LeBron what's the difference between how LeBron boasts and brag and Ali boasts and brag? But when Ali used to do that, everybody used to love that, you know? Everybody used to love, I'm going to knock you out in five. I'm going to knock you out in four. No doubt, you know what I'm
because
saying?
Ali
like,
was,
I'm not even going
to lose my religion because Lorena's listening. But Ali and LeBron James is two totally different things.
I'm not talking about from religion. I'm talking about
the reason.
From
LeBron was trying to belittle people. Ali was never trying to belittle nobody except the dude that he was in the ring with. That's it. So LeBron was trying to dump on everybody.
Okay. You think that would have been the same case if the internet was like it is back in the 60s like it is
and you
now?
You have Muhammad Ali?
Everybody,
Muhammad Ali,
yeah,
the king
everybody
of the internet.
Able to say stuff to him, he probably would have been, he probably would have been doing the same thing.
Muhammad Ali would have been the king of the internet, and then you know what? He would have went out there and proved it and did his numbers.
But
you would have
had
people
bashing him. And he would
right,
have,
it comes with the territory. It comes with the territory.
Go ahead, Cortez. The difference between LeBron James and an Ali type thing, that's Ali's personality. He's been like that since he's what? You know, a little kid.
Yeah, the Louisville lip, man. That was him. Right. You're right.
LeBron James got bad PR people.
Mm.
That's what that whole thing was about.
Exactly.
If you're a smart PR person, there's no way in hell you're going to do this. I'm going to the Miami thing like this is signing day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't do
I mean to cut you off. Expound on that a little bit more, man.
The thing was like this. If you're going to – I felt like it was cool with me for him to leave Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland GM didn't put no real players around him. They didn't spend enough money, and they brought in a whack coach to coach him. But at the end of the day, you got to have a PR person to come to you and be like, hey, this is a bad move for your image. To be going out here and say, hey, I'm leaving Cleveland, the place that I was, you know, I was born, the area I was raised and born in, became a star in, and now you're going to get on here and tell them, hey, I'm leaving y'all on national TV? That's bad PR. And then for them to go down there and not six, not seven, not eight championships, that's another bad PR move. If you can't sit here and back it up, you haven't even done nothing. Like I say, how can you call the guy the king and he didn't even take one shot in the NBA?
There you go. Thank you.
Bad PR.
And that's my whole thing. Why I never liked him. I just never. It was never no love for me for LeBron. It was never none. So I don't. You know.
He was kind of forced on you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's this high school dude. He was this high school dude, you know what I'm saying? We never saw nobody come out of high school straight to the NBA before. You know what I mean? He might have been like a physical specimen. That's fine, well and good. But we saw people come out of high school before. We saw Moses Malone come out of high school. We saw Kobe come out of high school. So Kevin Garnett. So we've been there, done that. What's the difference? What's so special about this guy? Like you said, they anointed him the king before he even laced his sneakers up.
Yeah, it was just bad PR. That's all it was. Yeah. He went through a whole brush of bad PR.
His whole career in Cleveland, but they were talking about that. Because if you look at all his bad presses, he had bad presses in Cleveland. After every game, the bad sports team, he didn't want to shake God's hand when he walked in the finals. They were all talking about this. All is that you exactly right with the bat. And he said these things after each game when he got up there, was talking about his five and the only one to me. What I'm worried about. I'm like, this stuff he was saying.
I don't know.
He can never change that.
So you think it was a point? Maybe earlier in his career that you know he was believing his own hype?
Look
at this.
When you were 18, everybody just sticking cameras in your face and telling you, "Oh, you're a pocket full of money." And
but they was doing the same thing to Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant just kept it, you know, real calm and smooth and easy, like you
Kevin
know what I mean.
Texas so first, though. He was school first, though.
What I'm talking about, nobody's on the level with LeBron, but Durant still was that star dude, though. And I'm saying his attitude, his demeanor towards his, you know, like say when Durant announced his re-up with Oklahoma City, he didn't get on TV and announce it. He put it on Twitter. Look, I just re-up, whatever, kept it moving.
But no way, he learned his lesson from LeBron James. That's what it was. He could have had that same mentality. He learned his lesson. He knew to say, hey, I don't need this. I don't need any bad press.
Okay,
but is that because he got good PR people? Or is that because that's who he is?
I think most PR people of athletes learned the lesson with LeBron, what LeBron James did with the whole announcement.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think anybody that was in PR and sports said, we won't go down that road.
We won't do that. Yeah, that's the road less. That's the road less traveled out before.
Ooh,
no doubt.
The awful road.
Yes. Yeah, man.
He would always have to relive that road because he did it. He did it. That's the road he's going to.
How do you think he turns that around? What does he need to do to turn that around outside
win
of winning
about
all
three,
these championships?
Win about three in a row. Win about three ships in a row at least.
Mm. And he won't get that.
Mm. I think he's gonna win championships, but I don't think he's ever gonna win back to back championships. And I'm gonna tell you why. Dwayne Wade is breaking down, and Chris Bosh is not the instant presence they paid for. That's
right. But we know that. We see that though. They don't need Wade right now. As long as Chalmers, as long as you got Ray Ray and Miller hitting,
Don't count on that for Mike Miller every night.
I understand that. But when it's going, when Mike Miller is on, Wade got to sit down.
Yeah.
That's all I said. Mm-hmm. You know, because when that red came, he was sitting on the bench.
Right.
When they busted out on that run, they were sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So Wade knows that, you know, the team can win without him.
Mm-hmm. So are they preparing for life without, you know, Dwayne Wade? Like maybe next season, is this what the team that we're going to look at? Or what they're looking at right now?
That no good. He know to start right after Dwayne.
I think for the longevity of the organization, Wade or Bosh is going to have to go, and more than likely it's going to be Bosh.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say that it's going to be Bosh.
Because the Heat is so loyal to Dwayne Wade, they want to see him retire at Heat. That's what it is.
Right.
So Bosh is averaging, 20-something in Toronto, and he averaging, but now
I think he was like 23-10 in Toronto.
And it's totally off now.
Yeah, that's good when you play it, when you're the star, when you got to make shots. But this, I'm saying, if he can't score, if he can't be involved offensively, he's a ghost out there.
Okay, if he's not involved in the offense offensively, is he a ghost or is he more like a liability?
Yeah, liability. He's just wasting time. He's just taking up space.
Because now you got to get back on the defensive end. He's not doing nothing on the offensive side. So
and he's not doing nothing on defense.
And his defense is going to definitely get influenced, right? Okay.
His bad PR now. Everybody's talking about the 2014. After the end this year, LeBron's contract is, you know, what's the come of it? He's putting speculation as, he, you know, somebody thought to him, a reporter says, any chance of Mike going back to Cleveland? He, you know, they're not out of my plan.
Man,
you know?
Cortez, Kia, my man Ziggy, I got so many opinions about that. When that dude left Cleveland, man, I was that was the first clue to me that he didn't sign long term. Not that he owed them that, but I'm like, why are you making this big grandiose announcement when you only gonna be the, you only a rental? We know what the deal is. You only a rental, fam.
I'm gonna tell you.
He's only a rental. And I said that back. I said that when he first left.
But look at
this. He's not going to stay down there. He's going to end up moving back to Cleveland.
Talking about though, Cleveland.
And he was constructive wrong. When that whole summer thing went down, I said, you know what? Why sign Bosch when you can sign David Lee? David Lee only going to need 8 shots a game, and he's going to give you 20 and 10.
Every night, hard body karate. That's right.
That's the type of player that they needed. They didn't need somebody that's going to suck up more shots.
Bosch has to have the ball
in his hand to score. David Lee can walk in and give you 20 and 10 and take probably 3 shots the entire night.
Because he'll be worried about trying to get the rebounds and crash the board.
Yeah, and I'm like, it was all constructed home.
What's the over under on points that Tracy McGrady gets in the finals?
Man. If McGrady gets back into the game, somebody getting blew out.
You know what you say, Zig? If Tracy McGrady gets in the game, somebody get blown out. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody's going to be on the bad end of the score.
I think we all think postman, I couldn't resist but to get on there and lose. So that stuff was the most retarded thing I've seen probably in the last month or so.
Hold that thought. We got another caller on the line. Who is this? Picasso? Picasso, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
What's good, man? What's popping? How are you, my brother?
I'm chilling, my dude. How you feel?
I'm listening. I see it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down, man. My dude, it's going down. We get ready to get into this finals thing right now. Just talking about, you know, what's the situation and what's popping with this Miami Heat San Antonio Spurs thing. So what's your opinion on it, man? Welcome to the party.
Well, first off, gotta love GQ Palace all every day. Got love.
Yes, sir. Salute.
Nigga, all day. But when it come down, Andrew, listen, San Antonio, all right, let's keep it 100. Whatever the case may be, but it's LeBron's show. Everybody knows that this is LeBron's show. And if it's LeBron's show, LeBron's going to run things the way he wants for the Heat years. It has been there. We already know it's been there even before LeBron came. But at the end of the day, it's still LeBron's show. And when it comes down to these finals and everything else like that, this is all Miami. I'm sorry, like, for all the San Antonio fans, I'm sorry, I'm a Texas boy. I was born in Port Arthur, Texas, but this is Miami's show. You got to give it to Miami.
Okay, I respect that. So what do you see for tonight? Well, how do you see the series panning out? You see it going 6 games, 7 games?
I keep it 100 with you. I think just from tonight's game alone, I wouldn't count Miami out. I think they're going to struggle. I know they're going to struggle because San Antonio ain't going to let them just roll over them like that. They're
going
to have a struggle,
right?
But Miami's going to, I guarantee you, Miami win at least from anywhere from 5 to 9 points.
Okay. All right. So Picasso's painting the picture. He's like, he got Miami giving the 9 points and all that, man. No doubt, man. So, yeah. So, you been keeping up with the series or you watched the first couple of games?
To be honest with you, I mean, I've been in and out with it, because I already know how it's going down. This is nothing but a repeat.
Right.
Let's keep it 100. This is a repeat. Until San Antonio is ready to step it up like they supposed to, come on, you got LeBron just walking over, dude. Like, it's nothing. Let's keep it 100. Bosh ain't doing the work that he's supposed to be doing, and he's now trying to come out of his coma during the finals. Come on, let's go. This is all Miami.
He's coming out the coma.
Yeah, he's coming out of the coma. He's trying to come out of his coma, seriously. Because you can't tell me the whole season that Wade and LeBron, they strictly dominate the Heat. And I mean, this is not only for this year that just passed. This is for the years that also passed and in the past. Like, this has all been my, if it's going to be anything, it's Miami. I'll tell you tonight, Miami by 9 points.
Miami by nine. I respect that.
I sure didn't see the same Miami in 2011.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of pressure is on this Miami squad.
This is a totally different Miami team that played Dallas. Totally
it's the same
different
Miami
mindset.
Team that played Dallas with the same,
it's totally
same
different
Miami
mindset.
Team.
They hit
it's,
back.
This Miami team is back.
What you say, Kia?
I said it's going to be the same San Antonio team, the same way the Mavericks came when
LeBron was talking that trash and what happened. It's going to be the same way. And when they win this game, when they win this series, there's nothing to be said. It's nothing to be said. If San Antonio win this series, it's nothing to be said.
The difference is between this Miami team and the one that lost to Dallas is this Miami team is more mentally tough. I don't care how much you don't like LeBron. They're more mentally tough, and they hit back.
That's got nothing to do with it. You
got
to put it
in
perspective.
San Antonio is
halfway there.
They've
stolen one. Until Miami steal the game on the road, it's not a series yet.
There you go.
That's
going to
be done tonight.
That's
exactly what it is. And they taking them out tonight. And they taking this tonight. And they might take two.
But you said the series going back to Miami.
It's going back, but Miami's going
to
be up.
It's going back to Miami. Believe that. It's going back to Miami. Spurs up 3-2.
Yeah,
it's going back.
I'm
telling you. It's going back to Miami. Spurs up 3-2.
David Stern, you think not, Ziggy? You think not? David Stern ain't going nowhere until
February 14th. This is his last finals.
He's going to
be there front and center down in Miami, getting his party on. It's going to be his last finals. You know what I mean? Ready to hand the trophy out and elbow LeBron out the picture or Tim Duncan out the picture because he want to get his shine. So, I mean, you know, but again, man, I just think I respect your opinion, Picasso, man. Thanks for calling, my dude, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
love y'all, definitely.
So what about Stern's reputation? Does it stay intact? Does it, you know, have he done?
What did you say now? Huh?
Stern's image. Please.
What about it? What, Stern's image? And
yeah.
like his legacy and stuff?
Yeah.
Man,
uh-huh.
I mean,
that was the worst thing.
I mean, he expanded the game.
Win all the championships.
He expanded the game. He, you know,
uh-huh.
you know, you could tell 100 stories about David Stern.
Uh-huh.
But
David
I think towards the
wasn't
end,
expecting San Antonio to be this good. They didn't expect San Antonio to win when Duncan got the when they got the first round draft pick. The first pick in the overall draft,
from
Ian
who?
Duncan came out.
From who?
They wasn't expecting San Antonio.
Who was supposed to get that pick, though? Quick.
San Antonio was supposed to get that pick.
Who said San Antonio was supposed to get that pick?
Okay,
there you go. I heard it. He's in Boston. Okay. Go ahead. What is that?
He did not expect, David Stern did not expect that San Antonio was going to be this good.
And he didn't expect that they was going to find out about that frozen envelope either.
Okay, we can
that's
go.
The,
hey,
that's the Patrick Ewing thing.
You
that
back,
that,
you
that went
back.
Over your head, so we ain't going to worry. We ain't going to talk about
right,
it.
I go back
that
over
went over your head. I go.
If you really want to be technical about it, he tried to make Orlando, the new L.A., when Orlando first came in the league by giving them two number one draft picks back to back.
And he must have remembered that when he said the Lakers couldn't have Chris Paul. And he did a lot for the game as far as growing it globally and stuff like that. But sometimes he kind of overstepped his bounds, my dude. I just think that's just my opinion. He's a great commissioner.
He did, dude. He brought it out of Tate DeLay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a nice segue, man, because I was getting ready to talk about the show, The Doctor. That was on last night, man. I was with, you know,
oh,
if you got a chance
man.
To peek that.
I mean,
Ziggy, that took me back to the, essentially when they were showing
third,
the highlights. Oh,
you
missed it?
Over Cooper.
You got to watch it. You got to see it. It took me back to the days
of the
tape delay when they showed the highlights of the Sixers when they played Portland in the finals.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, okay, I was in the crib, I was in the bed, I was watching this game, I was like 11, 12 years old. It took me back to everything. Those games was all on tape delay. They used to come on 11:30 at night.
Remember Maurice Lucas?
Yeah.
Maurice Lucas,
he was so bad, he was playing with his jewelry on. He had a little chain on, right?
See them haymakers, even so him and
Man. Yo, that took yo, Kia. That show is so.
Yes,
yo,
I,
that show
I,
is great.
I wouldn't even hear. I hear stories as I got old. All my brothers, all of them are Sixers fans. They are Sixers fans. So whenever one of it is, they're all Sixers fans. And
Mayor,
yes, sir.
Our favorite Dr. J dunk is the one when he did over Cooper coming from the left side, and he
was
like
the Rock the Baby, the Rock the
yes,
Rock the Baby.
Yes, and he glided, and he glided on Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand what made Cooper try to jump up and try to block that.
He said he changed his mind. He said he saw him coming and he ducked. So, I mean, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys a question right quick. Why do you think that, you know, even, you know, as this show that came on last night about Dr. J, man, I think it, you know, brought a lot of enlightenment to a lot of cats that's maybe, like, under a certain age or whatever, but they can see for themselves because they hear us cats talk about it, you know what I mean? And like, oh, well, you know, Dr. J wasn't nothing to so-and-so or this one and that one. You never saw Dr. J play, and hopefully that you know, that show that was on, the documentary that was on last night, man, kind of like, you know, shot a little, gave Dr. J a little bit more respect.
I would hope so.
That's for the cats that's 30 and under.
You know what? I wasn't here, so because of my brothers, I lived through my brother's eyes. I lived through each one of their eyes. There was nothing about the Sixers, Dr. J. It was all about Dr. J and the Sixers. That's why they're so confused about me being a Lakers fan, because they were so pissed, like, how I'm running around here, a little freak, talking about Lakers. And they're like, oh, how Sixers. I'm like, Lakers. But I lived in my brother's eyes. They all everything my brother talked about was Dr. J. It was all about the doctor.
They had lost those first two. They lost in 80 and they lost in 82. They lost those first two finals to the Lakers. And everybody was like, dag, man, Doc ain't gonna never get his ring. Moses Malone was like, we ain't having that. We ain't having it. We gonna win.
What's that name? Andrew Tony.
Andrew Tony.
Mark Ivory, Bobby Jones, Caldwell Jones.
Steve Mick.
Lionel Hollins.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Henry Bibby, Mo Cheeks. That's right.
I remember his name because I hit him.
Yeah, Billy Cunningham was the coach. Yes, sir. That's where. Ziggy, remember they used to go into the playoff wars with Milwaukee, when Milwaukee had Marcus Johnson, Bob Lemire, and Sidney Moncrief? Yes, sir.
And Don Nelson was the coach
of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Paul Pierce.
That's my dude.
Paul Pressey.
Paul Pressey, that's right.
In the old Bob Lanier.
Yep. They used to always talk about his shoes, so he was like, he had like size 22 or something like that.
Matter of fact, I think Milwaukee used to win the Central every year. And they used to always, for about four years running, Philly put them out the playoffs.
Yep, like they would go down to like game six, game seven. Them games was good. That was when the NBA was live, yo.
Do you remember that Boston Philly Eastern Conference Finals when Bird and Doc got to fight?
Got into a fight.
And somebody was holding Bird. I forgot who was holding Bird, but somebody was holding Bird and Dr. J was just teeing off on him.
Yeah. He must have hit him
about 10 times.
No, Larry Bird, he wasn't nice with his hands like that, though. But it was, you know, he's a good jump shooter, but he wasn't nice with his hands like that.
It was a nice little piece they did for him. It was great. It was very, very good. It was enlightening.
Brought back a lot of memories, yo. You know what I'm saying? And it was poignant too because they talked about when, you know, his son passed away and stuff like that. And he talked about his back in the day with his brother. You know, situation that he was going, you know, that his brother went through. So they touched on everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Roosevelt, Long Island, and all of that. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Rucker and all of that. All that was on there, yo.
Hey, Mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, do you remember the guys, the PA announcer name that used to be at the Spectrum?
I don't remember his name because I wasn't a Philly dude. Like, but I know I used to do Dr. J's name, though. And every time Dr. J made a basket.
Yep. He used to do everybody. I'm talking about start lineups, come on. Mm-hmm. And he used to just announce the starting five, and the way he used to call it, Dr. J's and Bobby Jones' name.
I don't want to say it right now. I'm gonna play myself and sound real crazy. But yeah, man, it's going down over here. Shout out to Cortez, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you, man. Looking forward to you next week, man. Thanks for you calling in. Word up. But we here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. What you gonna say, Tia?
You see the investigation they're going to bring up back to the University of Miami, NCAA is following.
They better leave my school.
I know, my brother, I'm telling you.
They got to leave my school alone, man.
I was reading
the paper. I was in Boston. I was reading a little article by them bringing the NCAA didn't find no investigation. They didn't find nothing. But Sports Illustrated is doing a big article on this because their number one booster lost like $9 million in gambling, and all this stuff is coming out about all this other stuff. So I can't wait.
Yo, he used to have them. He said that he used to have them at his house, at his mansion.
That's what
in
he
the
said,
pool.
But yes.
If they want to look at a, they want to find a crook. If the NCAA want to find a crook, they need to look in the mirror.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Like that. Can I get an applause for that, Miss Lavina? Can I get an applause for that? If they want to look for a crook, they need to.
Well, that's true.
Thank
but
you.
If it's not documented, they have found anything. But they said they didn't have their family.
It's taking too long. It's been like 15 years.
They went through
Miss Donna Shalala when she was the president and dealing with her, and then they tried to jam. You know, I don't know what they're gonna do about Miami, but they need to either lay down the law, give them a little penalty or whatever. I think they already did time served. If you ask me,
they just got off a penalty, didn't they?
Yeah.
They just got out of a penalty from the Howard Schellenberger days, didn't they?
And they're about to go on another one too, but I don't think that's what the NCAA didn't find.
They
didn't find whatever this guy was talking about, whatever.
The NCAA got bigger problems. They need to worry about Penn State. They need to worry about Ohio State. They need to worry about Oregon.
Ohio
a lot
State
of stuff. They need to worry about
I,
Lane Kiffin
Toby
up in USC.
Done.
They need to worry about him. Leave Miami alone. That's all.
Ohio State is done with their penalty.
In honor of Kia, at 9:07 p.m., 9-7-16, they play 16 games in the NFL season. We're going to talk about the NFL for 16 minutes. Go.
We're going to talk about the NFL. I did like the Pat taking that move with the T-Bow. I knew Belichick was going to do it because when T-Bow got cut by the Jets, they talked to Belichick and he said it's a possibility he wouldn't mind having T-Bow on. But I was on the
to do what?
To sign him.
To do what?
I was curious to see what was Belichick going to do.
Belichick is
going to
find something for him to do. Belichick is going to find something for him to do.
He better hope Tom Brady don't break his leg again. Knock on wood. I'm sorry, Richie. I know you're out there listening, fam. I'm sorry. I hope Tom Brady don't break his leg again
because
they're going
to
be in trouble.
It's going to be interesting because you got to give it to Belichick, even though with the scandal about him cheating. But I already think Sean Payton is one of the best playmaker coach. He can draw up something. I do think that about Belichick,
you think
too.
You think the Saints are going to come back and have a good year this year?
I think they are.
I got my stuff from NFL Network and I ain't even crack it yet, but I'm gonna get into it, man. But
Peter King, you have me cracking up. But I think.
Peter King is off the hook.
He is off the hook. You know he's doing his own. What's saying that he's breaking from Sports Illustrated to do something.
I just think
Peyton is going to do a whole different thing down there because of him being suspended.
So let me get this straight. Didn't you say that you like Buffalo to win the division this year?
I think Buffalo can win the division. I think they can. I'm not saying that they're not, but I think Buffalo can win that division.
Well, I'm gonna give you a word of advice. I thought Buffalo was gonna win the division last year.
I thought Buffalo was gonna win last year.
And then you see what happened in the first game with Buffalo playing the Jets.
They need to put Fillmore out there now, and I think they're gonna get Fillmore of a responsibility this year. So it's gonna be a whole different
Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas is not coming back no time
soon. Dal Talley, Andre Reed.
They didn't lose in a lot of their games.
Steve Kasker, none of them coming through the door.
When Fitzpatrick did whatever he had to do. But I think Buffalo's going to do something totally different this year.
You think E.J. Manuel's going to do anything?
I think he will. I'm not saying he will, but I think he will. I just think he will.
I mean, they got a nice situation. They got E.J. Manuel. You said C.J. Stiller to get him right. They got Stevie Johnson. You know, so they got they got some noisemakers, but can they make some noise?
They got noisemakers. Just that they need to get these noisemakers started. Mm-hmm, and I got to feel when they get them started, they're going to do something.
That AFC East, man, if the Jets could get their thing together, man, AFC East would be a monster. Miami, New England, Buffalo.
Oh, man. It's going to be interesting down there who's going to be the starting quarterback, you know, the back and forth. But I don't think Rex is going to let Geno be the starting quarterback. I think Sanchez will be the starting quarterback. And the thing going on with Cruz, Cruz said no contract, no mini camp.
I don't blame him.
And Coughlin is huffing and puffing down in New Jersey. At practice because him and Knicks are not showing up for camp. And, you know, they're going to play. That money he's getting, that two-point, whether a tender could be done
It is voluntary,
but, you know, it's voluntary, but, you know, it would behoove you to be there.
But what I'm saying
is,
if you feel like that, then,
to show up.
If you feel like that, then, why don't you start filing folks?
They can't do that till training camp opens, and then they can start filing you.
Okay, well,
because, again, it's not mandatory.
Why call it voluntary if you're going to fuck mess?
You know, you want to be there and build that team camaraderie and all that good stuff. You know, all that good team kumbaya stuff. You know what I mean? You want to get used to each other and get the timing down, you know, and things of that nature. You know, but you also want to be under contract. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to see. He made that statement, no contract, no mini camp.
What's your feeling now that, you know, your boy said he's feeling great coming out of that surgery?
Why did he wait so long?
It wasn't major surgery. It was just something to remove something, some root stuff that was in the knee that he should have been done. But he's up and running, up and walking now. So, you know, he's okay about it. We're not, you know, and you know what, the thing that I like about how they pissed they are because they bitter. They should be bitter. They should be bitter. They should have a bitter taste in their mouth. 8-8, they should be bitter. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we'll talk about it. They should be bitter. And I'm glad they feel like they're bitter. That's how I'm bitter. I'm still bitter.
I mean, that's coming from a true fan. You got to respect that.
I'm
you know, anything less than a Super Bowl is, you know, unacceptable.
I ain't mad at you. And I can't wait to get up to pre-camp.
And I can't wait
to
the season start either.
I can't wait.
Rodney Z, it's crazy around here. Football season, my dude. Come through, man. It gets kind of crazy around here, man, because people are hard body karate about their team. They hard body karate. Are you a Lions fan? Oh, man. Yeah. Come on through, man. I'm going to need somebody to pick on.
I don't know. You ain't got to pick on me. I make fun of my own team.
I'm going to need somebody to holler at.
Hey, I'm not one of these Lions fans that got rose-colored glasses on.
What do you think? You're not seeing anything happening for your team this year, man?
Hey, wait and see. That's all I can do. I'm not going to brag on something
got Reggie Bush, man. I think that, you know.
Okay. If my organization got something in the air.
I don't think he's gonna get about a thousand. Tell that to a
Lions fans that don't believe all that.
If he gets, like, depending on how many carries he gets, and I was listening to Chris Johnson that was talking about he thinks he can get back to 2,000 yards this year down in the Titans. I was like,
Chris Johnson is bugging. Chris Johnson,
2,000 yards. He's gonna get 2,000 this year.
Hell, he needs to get back the way he was, at least 700-800 yards.
What is the new mark now? Because 1,000 yards ain't really nothing.
Yeah,
1,000 yards, that's garbage. That's no, you stink.
1,500.
How much you said?
15.
You said, what do you say, Kia?
I think that the average now is more what,
to be a top tier running back. How many yards you think?
15.
Rodney says 1,500.
I think he's on 18.
You said 1,800.
Wow. Well, everybody's going to be running like OJ in the
game.
Let's lead up the gear. You're going to have 10 cats sleep on playing like OJ and Eric Dickinson.
So
and they can do it too because when you got Joe Martin, I can see him get 1,800.
Okay.
1,800
ain't nothing to sneeze at,
Kia. No, 1,800 is nothing to sneeze at, not at all.
Not at all.
And AP talk about something. He can go 2,500. He already put the ball in the ball.
Please. You think a D-Nick is going to let him run like that?
2,500.
And he said he's 18. He got the body to get 2,500. He got the
range. If he can get 2,500, I can get 50.
If Adrian Peterson rushed for anything near 2,000 yards, it's going to be a blessing. 2,500 yards is pie in the sky. I'm not mad at you. 2,500 yards, you do what you do.
How many carries he going to have to get?
You know, that's the point. You know what I'm saying? So that means somebody else ain't getting the ball. Somebody else ain't getting no touches.
I can see him getting that because, like, you know, when he came back, he's the only guy that came back from the ATL 4.
I don't.
And
not with his running style.
Just won't get down.
Let me see something. What you said, 2,500? Let me see something.
He runs through.
Let me break out the trusty calculator right quick. 2,500 yards.
That's over 120 yards a game.
15 games. That's 156 yards a game. 156.
Yeah, wow.
156 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. Let's look at the Vikings schedule right quick. This is how we do it after. This is how we do it after further review, y'all. We get down. All right, they play. Who the Vikings play the first game of the season? At Ford Field. Rodney Z, step up.
They play the Lions at the end of the season, right? They play the Lions at the end of the season up in Vikings.
Beginning and at the end.
Yeah, the Vikings' first game is at Detroit. So. Hold on, we got a new caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. Jeremiah, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, fam. How you feel?
Man, what's good, GQ?
Everything's everything, man. We holding it down on a Tuesday night like we normally do around this time. What's happening with you?
Oh, nothing much, man. It's always good when I'm on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're glad to have you, man. We was just talking about getting a little football talk in on the situation now.
Who's the last game?
Last game of the season, Detroit at Minnesota. Yeah.
Right. Okay, I figured that. I know they played us. We got them in London.
Mm-hmm.
We got them in London. They played all the North.
Hey, sometimes athletes just need to shut up because when you talk like that, you put a target on your back. And when people know that's what you're aiming for, all of a sudden they bring a nine up in the box. Look what Vince Young did. Look what Michael Vick did. When athletes talk, they put a target on their back that they can't get out of.
Hey,
yep.
He can talk. He ain't worried about no target on his back.
Hey, he don't want nobody to be worried about it. But what I'm saying is, you got defensive end, like I said last week, that run sprinter type speed just like he do.
Yeah.
I think if an athlete can say, this is what his goal is, he can say whatever his goal is. There's no target on his back. If he's aiming for 25, he's aiming for 25. That ain't no target. If he can hit 25, he's going to hit 25. That ain't no target on my back.
I ain't mad at him for feeling like that, but I don't think he's going to get it.
And if he gets it, then you ain't got to worry about when he got it.
You know, a lot of people didn't expect him to come back from that injury in less than a year.
And he shut everybody up. And he shut everybody down.
You know, he came back and did what he was supposed to do. And he came back close to breaking
a
record. So you got to respect that.
I understand that. And I do respect what he did, but 156 yards a game.
We'll see where he at by week 10, because he should have, 156 by times 10? He should have 1,500 yards by then. So we'll see where he's at. His first game is against in Detroit. They play the Lions, and then they play at Chicago, game two. So, and then they play the third game of the season is at Pittsburgh on a Sunday night.
Yep.
I'm bugging. I'm looking at the Bears schedule. I need to be looking at the Vikings. They play Minnesota. Cleveland at Minnesota, week three. So that's going to be their first home game.
We play up in London.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm not even going to get into the Steelers yet because I got some things I got to say about them, but I'm going to wait till the preseason schedule start. But it's 11-6 right now. San Antonio 11, Miami 6, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
So we here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get it on the air. Danny Green just made a layup, 13-6, San Antonio. So what's good with you, my dude? Thanks for calling the show, man. What's happening? You still with us, Jeremiah? Guess Jeremiah had to break out. So who's still with us? Ziggy, you still here?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt, man. What's the deal with your Tigers, man?
It's still a long season.
I didn't like how that sounded, man. You didn't say that with too much emphasis,
much
confidence.
Yeah, we 5.5 up. We just took care of Cleveland, you know. Cleveland on a 10-game losing streak, so, hey, you know.
I had some faith in Cleveland, man. I thought Terry Francona was going to make a difference, man.
Yeah, well, Kansas City got more of a squad than Cleveland with.
Kansas City's garbage too. They got George Brett as their hitting coach now. They're still garbage.
Yeah.
They won 6 in a row though, so I can't be mad at them. You know, but again, did you start looking at your All Star ballot yet?
No, not for real.
What you
not for real. Not until
4th of July.
Not until after the finals are over with.
I feel you. No doubt.
I looked at it a little bit. I've been trying to study this little, this little fantasy, getting my little fantasy book in order.
Uh-huh.
And my little pick, because I'm on the NFC West schedule now, because I've been learning the schedules of
these
teams.
We talking baseball.
Well,
man.
I'm
your football minutes are all used up.
Oh, we already did.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Are you already in the fantasy league?
Thank you.
You're already in the fantasy league.
The league that I'm going to play back in, I wanted to play. I never knew how to play, but I wanted to play in this league so bad. I just said, let me play. So my brother gave me two quick lessons. He said, listen, don't open your mouth, pay attention right now, but I'm telling you. That's how he told me. I was like, well, dang. So I wrote down what he was telling me, whatever. You know, you missed out so much, so you're going to have to allow this week, you got to take this, whatever. So I did. But you know what? And the way they was telling me how to do it, they was all like, whatever. But can you imagine? I beat them. They were all pissed at me. They were pissed. I paid attention. I would do my little research. I got my little book that I had from last season. I just added a little stuff. Now you can't tell me nothing. I'm ready for fantasy football.
I can't wait till football season starts. I think I'm going to play some fantasy football this year, man. I didn't play last year. I played the year before. I won my little thing or whatever. Oh, it's about to go down. The name of my team is the Spliff Blazers. That's the name of my team, and we got the Spliff Blazers.
Never mind. Are you being funny?
No, that's the name of my team. That's my team name.
When is your league starting?
Well, I don't know none of that. They email me. I don't know none of that.
I have a draft.
I don't know nothing until they tell me. All I know is I got my stuff together. And my brother's like, look, I don't need to say nothing.
When do your league start?
I don't know, man. We probably have a draft sometime in August, man. That's how we did it 2 years ago. We have it in August. And then I think we have in the live draft, so I got to be on point with my team.
That's what I didn't know about. That's the thing that got me messed up. Because you know what? I was away for that draft, and nobody even said it. My mother said, did you do your draft? I said, no, when is it?
So you got the auto pick? They gave you the auto pick team?
No, they gave me where I had to get on at a certain time for my draft.
Yeah, you
got to
get on at a certain time and do a draft. You picked your own players.
I missed it. Oh, my God. And so I had to pick. So my other brother had to help me out. He said, look, you're going to have to go with this. I had to go pick this. Here, you got to pick this.
Basically, whatever's
right
left.
Here. He was like, this is what you got to get. And so we were picking the seat. And all of a sudden, he said, you want to pick this? I said, yeah, I'm going to pick this guy right here. He's like, you know what? And you know what? And they looked at me, how the hell she went.
So, yeah, you just got to you have your favorite players or whatever. But if you're trying to win, I'm not picking Josh Freeman. I'm sorry. Josh Freeman is not going to be my quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Who's
I said Josh Freeman would not be my quarterback if I'm trying to win. If I'm trying to get in the fantasy football league and I'm trying to win,
I'm not picking Josh Freeman. I'm sorry.
No,
that's my man in the whole nine.
Yeah, you don't pick my man. It was not even on my
2 years ago. 2 years ago, you would have. Hey, 2 years ago,
who was my quarterbacks 2 years ago in Josh Freeman was a fantasy guru
2 years ago.
Nah, I didn't have Josh Freeman. I had some other people 2 years ago. I think
you
I had Eli Manning, and I don't forgot who I had. I won my league though.
You know who? You know who?
Hard body karate.
This
yes, sir.
This guy came in second place behind me. Guess who his quarterback was? Romo.
Tony Romo sucks.
Oh, man.
But he had nice fantasy points.
He put up numbers, but he don't win you games.
Fantasy.
Tony
hey.
Romo.
Hey, man.
Tony,
he
put up numbers, but he don't win you games.
Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
He put up good numbers, but he don't win no games, though.
Well, he won for this guy. And this guy came to
Tony Romo is one of those dudes that they waiting to get over that hump. Once he get over the hump,
yeah.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, what you
going to
do? What Jerry Jones trying to do? Push him over the hump? He gave him every bit of rope that he can. He gave him a new stadium.
He gave him a new contract. He gave him a new receivers. He gave him everything.
What happened to the old Jerry Jones? Whatever happened to the Jerry Jones?
The old Jerry Jones, they won a Super Bowl. The old Jerry Jones, they won a Super Bowl since the 90s. So he
Jerry Jones is not. Jerry Jones is not.
Jerry Jones is
a businessman. Jerry Jones think about making money for Dallas Stadium. Jerry
hey.
Jones had that football concept because he's too busy. So you know he got the the first college football playoff is coming to his stadium. Ooh, you know, come on, Jerry Jones is going to make business. He's a businessman.
Hey, Mayor.
He's a straight up businessman.
Yes, sir.
What happened to the Jerry Jones that walked into day one in Arlington, Texas, and told the guy with the cowboy hat, "We don't need your services no more after 30
oh,
years."
Oh, Whistler Ray, Howlin' Ray, or whatever his name was.
No,
that dude?
Ray Tex Ram.
Tex Ram and Tom Landry. I was mad at that, yo.
That's what I said. What happened
yeah.
to the guy? They walked into the Arlington Stadium
and flipped the whole script and told the cat
that had the cowboy hat on goodbye. We don't need
yep.
the services no more.
Yeah, Tom Landry is my favorite coach of
yes,
all
sir.
Time. Tom
next,
Landry.
Next defense is shotgun.
Tom Landry, because he is very influential and he brought a lot to the game. Beside the fact that he was coaching the Cowboys, that didn't matter. He was my favorite coach
because he brought the shotgun to the game.
I used to like with the offensive line on the Cowboys used to
stand
all
up,
get up and then get back down. That was fat to me. I like that. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I'm saying? And they used to, you know, I used to hate the Cowboys, but I would love to watch them.
I used to hate that dynasty they had, the one with Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman.
I'm talking about before then, when they had Roger Staubach
yeah,
and Tony
yeah.
Dorsett
and Drew Pearson and
Golden
and
Richards
Jones,
and Billy Joe Dupree and, the Doomsday defense, Harvey Martin and Too Tall
Jeff
Jones
Jeff
and Randy White and Chris Harris and Charlie Waters.
Everson Walls.
I felt sorry for Everson Walls. You know what? I was having a conversation. You just reminded me, my dude. I was having a conversation with my man about the 49ers and the Cowboys that 82 championship game when Dwight Clark made the catch.
Yeah.
He bet me money that Danny White and them couldn't come back and win that game. They could have came back. Do you remember the end of that game when the Cowboys got the ball back after the catch? This was after the Dwight Clark catch when the Cowboys got the ball back.
Did they really?
Yes, sir.
It was so much, though, but you know,
that,
back
yes,
in them
sir,
days.
Yes, sir, that game wasn't over. That game wasn't over when Dwight Clark made that catch. The Cowboys got the ball back. And then, you know, and if you watch that, they show, you know, NFL's greatest games or whatever. When they watch, they always show the 49ers and Cowboys that 82 championship game. Watch the end of that game. Because the game wasn't over when Clark made the catch. The Cowboys got the ball back, and I think Danny White hit Drew Pearson, and then they had another catch on the arm, and then I think it was a pass interference that wasn't called, or he dropped the ball, something like that, where the Cowboys lost the game. The Cowboys could have came back in that game. That's what people don't, you know what I mean? They don't talk about that part. The game wasn't over when Dwight Clark made that catch.
I was listening to my cousin. They were talking about the Cowboys. They were talking about what the last three seasons, how the Cowboys said 6-10, 8-8, and Romo's been a Cowboy for 8 years. And Jerry just figured out now that Romo doesn't spend a lot of time in the film room. Now they're figuring that out.
He gave him a big contract for that. Guess what?
In the film
I found out you don't watch no film. Here's some money.
That's what I'm talking about. Romo doesn't spend a lot of time in the four from a 6-10 season, an 8-8 season, an 8-8 season, and he doesn't spend a lot of time in the film room. But you're going to talk about how well he played in golf.
Real talk, though, Ziggy, yes. Should Romo have a ring by now? Real talk.
He should have been had one.
Okay. Kia, should Romo have a ring by now? Real talk.
Yeah, he should have had a ring.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
For the money he getting paid, he should have been had one.
He should have been had one, right? It was all set up for him all the way up when they played that playoff game in Seattle when he fumbled the extra point. It was set up for them. They should have won. They should have won that Super Bowl. They should have won it. They at least should have been in it.
Well, hey, you know what I think about when I think of Landry? Speaking of Landry one more time.
Mm-hmm.
What I think about when I think of Landry is shotgun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I never seen Tom Landry show emotion. The only time I saw him show emotion is when Jackie Smith dropped that pass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he just put his hands up there.
Yeah, man. You never saw Tom Landry show a smile or nothing. If the Cowboys was winning 35-0 or if they was losing 35-0, he had the same look on his face. Parker just drained a three from deep. 22-18 Spurs. No, that wasn't Parker. That was Neal. I'm sorry. Gary Neal from deep. 22-18 Spurs.
Well,
that was the only time I ever saw Tom Landry show any kind of emotion. And we were sitting there watching. I remember that. It was Super Bowl
13.
It was Super Bowl 13. Staubach throws the ball. Jackie Smith wide open. And I don't know how we all thought he, because we was the only dudes that was rooting for the Cowboys or whatever in the house. And we was jumping up and down thinking the Cowboys had the lead and they came back, da da da. And then Dick Enberg and them was like, he dropped the ball. We was like, what? And then they was bless his heart.
Let me ask you a question. Wasn't they lucky twice? Because wasn't it that same year? Wasn't it that same year that the Macklin reception?
Whoa, the Macklin reception was before that.
With
Franco Harris. When they was playing the Raiders. Yeah, it was before that.
Okay, yeah, was it a year before that or a couple years before that?
No, it was a couple years before that. Because that Super Bowl 13.
No, because they were down in that game, too.
Huh?
Because Pittsburgh was down in that game, too.
Yeah.
You know,
Pittsburgh was supposed to lose that game. Everybody was ready to go home.
That's the thing that I had to, like, you know, I'm not talking a whole bunch of diehard Thriller fans. So it's like, you just don't be a Thriller fan if you don't know your Thriller history. And I don't know that because I was there. I wasn't here. They had to drill me. Said, you don't know nothing about that. Don't talk about this person. You don't know nothing about that.
Let me tell you something. Cause boy, them Steelers used to make me mad. Let me tell you something. Did your brother? Did your? And I think we talked about this before. Did your brother ever tell you about Mike Renfro?
In the
79 AFC Championship game, where if they had instant replay, the Steelers wouldn't have went to the Super Bowl that year.
This is an argument that my brother and my cousin have. This is on a different side of family. We always argue about Super Bowl that we should know. Well, you know, so my brother saw him crack up. They said, you don't know that about this kid. He wasn't good at it. I'm listening to some argument. And my brother said, who won though? I'm like, he cracked it up. He said, well, I was like, yeah. He used to tell me, look at it, and then you come back to me, and I'll tell you about it. That's how you tell us, go look at it, and you come back and we'll tell you about it.
Those used to be the days. The Steelers and the Raiders, the Steelers and the Dolphins, the Steelers
and
the
Steelers. And they used to always talk about the, you know, I used to always watch the clips of my brother used to talk about the dirty, how dirty the Raiders were, stepping on people's neck.
I remember when Jack Tatum hit Darryl Stingley and paralyzed him. That was on Monday Night Football. I remember that distinctly.
Wow.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember when Jack Tatum hit Sammy White in the Super Bowl, knocked his helmet off. Remember that, Ziggy? When they were playing the Vikings, when the Steelers was playing the Vikings in the Super Bowl? And Jack Tatum caught Sammy White coming across the middle? Oh, goodness.
That was that Fran Tarkenton team.
Mm-hmm. Fran Tarkenton, Chuck Foreman. Yep. Sammy White, Stu Voigt, that was that Viking team. Yep, that was that team that won they got beat by the Raiders in the Super Bowl. And Ken Stabler and Biletnikoff and Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch was that deal.
Please,
nobody talks about Cliff Branch. I like Cliff Branch. Mm-hmm.
I like the Biletnikoff.
Yeah, Biletnikoff was nice too. He was the one that with the stick up.
Press pound.
With the stick 'em and stuff. Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, my voice activated
my system. That's all right. She's calling Stephen A. Smith. Don't worry about it. It's all good. We here.
No, I don't. You know what? And I don't listen. Like, you know, I don't listen to him that. Well, like when I was listening to him because I was home when I was sick because I had, you know, whatever. I swear, I cannot. More and more.
I don't mess with Stephen A. Smith no more. I used to respect his opinion, but I don't no more.
I don't.
Him and West Name just do that for show. Him and Skip do that for show.
He's going to speak at something. Somebody was just telling me about he's going to speak at a, guess he's going to be, you know, one of the, because he's at a Mega Sci-Fi function or whatever. I'm like, holy.
I don't mess with Stephen A. Smith for the simple fact that during the Bulls and Nets series, he had picked the Bulls. And I think the game seven, I think this is when, or game six, when Luol Deng was in the hospital or whatever, he switched. He said, Luol Deng is hurt. Luol Deng is hurt. I'm going with the Nets. How you going to switch? How you going to change the game? How my man said, how you going to change the game?
Hey,
he
was rolling with Miami all the way up
to
the finals.
He was rolling with the Chicago Bulls the whole series. And as soon as they said, well, Luol Deng and so-and-so is in the hospital, he said, oh, how about, no, I'm going with the, I said, ever since then, I'm not messing with you, Stephen A.
He was rolling with Miami all the way up to the finals until he said he wasn't going to make a decision, and then Skip Bayless said he rolling with San Antonio, and Steven looked at Skip and was like, yeah, well, okay, you might be right. You know, oh, my God, goodness. Get off the gate.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. I don't mess with Stephen A., man.
I never liked him.
Opinion, but he just, to me now, you're just a loudmouth, my dude. You turned into a character,
bro.
The
only thing he had was true about was that Romo, about when Romo deal about the 180.
Yeah,
and
he's right about a lot of stuff, but I just, that one time I said, I can't believe this dude is doing this. I'm looking at, he's like, oh no, I'm changing my pick. And then the dude on SportsCenter was like, why are you changing your pick? Well, I didn't know that Luol Deng was going to be in the hospital and they was going to have their time. And the Bulls messed around and won. That's what really kept it for me. The Bulls won. So, like,
they won.
Yeah, they won. They beat the Nets in that series. And I picked the Bulls.
I like Chris Broussard better than I like Stephen A.
Yeah, yeah. But how do you think that they're going to receive, or is he back on ESPN?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet.
How do you think they're going to receive him? Do you think that he was, you know, wrong for what he said? And little background that Chris Broussard, when the Jason Collins situation first had dropped, I don't know what his exact words were, but he made it to some opinion where I guess he didn't agree what was going on or whatever, and ESPN kind of like cut down his, you know, his appearances or whatever. I don't even know the story behind it, but I just think that he spoke his mind and got in trouble for it. So I don't know.
I don't think it was that bad because you got to be objective. I just don't think it was that bad what ESPN was saying.
But if ESPN really wanted to get with him, but see, if ESPN, I'm gonna tell you who they did wrong. They did Rob Parker wrong more than they did.
You think so?
Chard. Yeah.
Rob Parker's a loudmouth. He always been a loudmouth.
Yeah, he is. But what he was trying to say when he was talking about that RG3 situation, it was like he was talking about the conversations that goes on in the barbershop.
Okay.
He was trying to bring.
He should have came on after further review and said that he would have been all right.
Okay, but he was trying to bring that street talk as far as what people say in the barbershop.
Right. That's right.
Marrying a white girl.
Right.
You know, but, you know, Rob Parker has been, I've been listening to Rob Parker for 30 years, and he from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he do not like no Detroit teams.
Mm-hmm.
He would not back them to save his life.
Right.
So, I've been had a thing to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Rob Parker, I mean, I kind of listen to him. I take him with a grain of salt. And somebody else who I used to take with a grain of salt was Jason Whitlock. I listen to Jason Whitlock, and I'd be like, oh, now I got to go grow up.
Whatever happened to Peter Vessi?
Peter Vesey. I don't remember. I don't know what happened to Peter Vesey.
Yeah, because he used to say some crazy stuff too.
Yeah, Peter Vesey. He used to write for the Post, so I don't pay no attention
to
Peter
Vesey. Yeah, I don't touch the Post. Yeah.
You know, I don't even understand why people still buy the Post today or whatever. But I like guys like you know, that I respect, like Mike Lupica. I respect him. Mike Flynn.
He has nice articles in ESPN. I don't like ESPN, but I love their magazine. But I'm a subscription for Sports Magazine. So I went to my August edition for what's the big book I call for Sports Illustrated. That has everything from top to not for all teams in that book. But
so,
I don't like.
Yeah.
Who's on the radio in Detroit, man, out there? Sports radio.
As far as what time you talking about?
I'm not talking about period in general. Who's like the big sports radio person out there?
Okay, because at nighttime it's JT the Brick.
Mm-hmm.
At nighttime between like 2 and 6 in the morning is like after 1 o'clock is like JT the Brick, and
so they don't have sports talk during the day.
Yeah, they do, and they got different cats, you know. Nobody national.
Okay, yeah, because we got like Mike, you know, we got Mike Francesca. Used to have Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog in the morning.
That's my dude, Mad Dog, my man.
He used to do all that barking.
That's my man. The Mad Dog, you crazy? What? He's a CK. He hates the Yankees.
I love listening to him in the morning.
The Mad Dog is crazy.
You like Mike Francesca?
Yeah, I like Mike Francesca.
Me too. I like that.
Because Mike Francesca is really, I was going to say, but get your style or whatever from him. He reminds me, and he says a lot of stuff that I would say. He's a little older than I am. I'm a man of a certain age. He's a little older than I am, but he kicks it like, yo, if you wasn't there, don't talk about it. I was there. I'm going to tell you what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what it is. And I liked it. I loved it. I love listening to Mike Francesa. I think him and the Mad Dog was the best thing smoking.
Yeah,
him and the Mad Dog had it on lock.
He reminded me of so many people where they told stories. I remember listening to a story where somebody's been to the game and then somebody not been to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's my, you know, like I said, my brothers, they go to the Model Sixers game, and I don't know why they'll never take me. I was
because you're not a Sixer fan.
Right. But they paid 9 people to the game. I'm like, what? So I did go to one when they, it's the way how they tell the game that somebody else watched the game. So I understand what you said about Mike Francesco, how he says that.
Yeah,
I
you know what I mean? It's a difference between somebody that just like talk about sports just to be talking about it, but there's a difference with somebody with passion to talk about it that's really, really into it. Because I done heard him have some knockdown, drag down arguments with some cats. Like he had he had Darrell Revis on.
He had Darrell Revis on last year,
Ziggy. And him and Darrell Revis was out. Darrell Revis was going to come up to the station and see him. Because they was like going at it. He was like, no. And all Mike Francesa was saying was like, why do you think that, you know, you should be like the number one corner, or, you know, why do you consider yourself a chef? Because I am. That's all he kept saying. That's all Darrell Revis kept saying is I am, because I am. And Mike was breaking it down for him.
He was breaking it down.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Mike know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And Darrell Revis was getting mad. He hung up, and then he went to some situation where the Jets banned him. No New York Jets come on his radio show. It goes down up here, my dude. It gets crazy up here.
Now,
yo. They be mad. No New York Jets can come on his show.
Yep.
No New York Jets come on Mike Francesa's show. None. They banned them from coming. They banned the New York Jets from coming on WFAN. You can't, not with Mike Francesa. You can come on there with Howie Rose. You can come on there with anybody else. But Mike, between the hours of 1 and 6 every weekday? Nah.
You know who else? You ever listen to JT the Brick?
Huh?
You ever listen to JT?
Nah, I never heard of him. That's why I was asking you who's out there in Detroit on the sports radio.
Well, nationally, I'm just saying he's on national.
He's national?
He's national. That's why I understand why you ain't never heard of him before. JT the Brick.
I gotta check him out, but I never. I'm gonna definitely check him out, but I never like people I know, like, you know, again, like Mike Francesa, the sports chick, some people out in Cali that do their thing. But it's just like, again, I like that because you get different opinions. Because like I can't tell you nothing about the Detroit Lions or the Detroit Tigers because you're there, you're with them every day, you get the free press, so you see what it is. You know, you're in the mix as far as Detroit is concerned. I'm in the mix. We're in the mix right here as far as New York is concerned. And, you know, we just get, like, the secondhand story. But you could tell me the story firsthand. That's why I like that.
You know what I like about Mike Francesco? You know how many when he takes phone calls,
mm-hmm.
and people can call and ask him a question, he'll tell you straight up the answer and be like,
yeah.
and they're like, okay, Mike, so what do you think about the Yankees last night with that hit, that so-and-so? He'll break it down just like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
mm-hmm. He'll tell you good or bad. He'll tell you.
He'll tell you. You know how he a fan of, but he will break it down. Everybody that
yep.
calls, Mike, so what you think about so-and-so? He's like, I think that's a bad idea. You know, let me tell you why I think it's a bad idea.
And don't get him started. Don't get him started on them cats that came to play for the Yankees or whatever and didn't do good, like Ed Whitson or somebody like that, or you know what I mean? Oh my God, he started because you watch him on Yes, you know, on TV or whatever. You get the the simulcast of the show. His face
mm-hmm.
be turning red. He'd be drinking his little Diet Coke or whatever,
like,
you know what I mean?
I like his whole setup down there.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I'm really, you know, and he's been doing it a long time. I remember I used to watch Mike Francesa when he used to be on the Final Four, when it was on Channel 2. The Final
yeah,
Four back with
yeah.
Danny Manning, back when Danny Manning and him was rocking, back in them days. You know what I'm saying? So
Larry
yeah,
Brown was
this.
The coach.
Yeah, yep,
yeah.
yep.
You ever
so,
catch Chris Webber's out of Seattle, his little show that he got, well, I guess, so he has
nah.
a show. I guess a radio or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Nah. But I like him as far as his analysis.
Hey,
I think he's good. I think he's
I heard
one
you
of
talking
the
earlier about
one's doing it. Go ahead.
I heard you talking earlier about NBA coaches.
Mm-hmm.
New NBA coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Pat got a raw deal.
You think he was too? You know? Do you think he jumped
he
on the first?
Shoes,
he jumped on the first offer, you know?
I'm saying what he was offered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised because you know he's been assistant for a while. He's been paying his dues. Jason Kidd has not paid his dues yet.
Yeah,
but
like I was saying earlier, Mark Jackson came right off there from the broadcasting booth.
But Mark Jackson waited though. Mark Jackson
waited
waited for the filter
yeah.
of people that he played
yeah.
with filter out and retired.
And also, you have to think about it, look at the match. You know what I'm saying? As far as the is it a good match for him? I think this would be, as far as Patrick Ewing is concerned, like you said, he's been, you know, on his coaching grind for a long time. Orlando,
yeah,
that
I don't
Houston,
understand. Is he not?
The Knicks offered him to go coach the D-League team in Erie, Pennsylvania. He turned him down because he thought that he deserved something better than that. And I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at him either.
But you know, if you can't beat Michael Jordan, I guess you need to join him.
But then Brian Shaw, is he not interviewing well or something?
They said they're looking at him for the Clippers.
He should have been there.
They're gonna do their diligence, my dude. You know they're gonna go through the motions or whatever. Because I don't think that you're just gonna sign these dudes for 1 or 2 years. You're looking at the long term, so you want to make sure that everything. Didn't you guys lock up Mo Cheeks?
Yeah. No,
what
like
do you think
said,
about
I,
that deal?
Hey,
you
don't
like
know.
Mo as a coach?
I don't know.
Why you say that, man?
We'll see. I don't know. I really don't. I just know he's a third team. I'm just saying, why are they looking over all these young cats?
What's the matter with Maurice Cheeks, man?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. Didn't he have that Portland Trail? Didn't he have the Jailblazers?
Yeah.
When they went to the final,
Jailblazers.
Went to
you see, I heard nobody say that in a long time. Would you call them the Jailblazers?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Did the Nets? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they picked.
Hey, you know who need to be ashamed of themselves?
Who?
They finally get a sniff at the Western Conference Finals, got out the cellar, and they go beating their chest off talking about they don't need Lionel no more.
Memphis. Yeah.
Memphis, I hope Memphis. Go right back
to
where they came from. just to show that, y'all ain't.
They
y'all
was
ain't
wrong
no
for trading Rudy
y'all
Gay.
Y'all
yeah,
are.
Go ahead,
y'all
go ahead and say it. They was wrong for getting rid of Rudy Gay. Yeah,
right.
Go ahead
but
and say it because you're absolutely right. They was wrong for getting rid of Rudy Gay. They should have never traded Rudy Gay.
They get a little sniff at the playoffs, and then they want to try to, they want to act like a class organization.
Yeah, they feeling
like
themselves.
They had a problem with that because that incident happened when they traded Gay, and he didn't like that. He butt heads with the the new owner, the new management. And I guess when it was time for contract talk, they remembered that. So, you know, that was that.
Yeah, they should have never got rid of him in the first place.
Okay, but with that
he didn't like Gabe being gone, but this is a new team. This is a new management, new construction. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do with that team.
You know what, and especially one of the reasons why they shouldn't have gave him up was because of Mike Conley's development.
Yeah,
Mike Conley
up
under him looked like a totally different person.
I would like to see
the Ohio State Mike Conley.
I would like to see them, you know, grow together, man. If they, you know, they came up.
I can't wait
to see that.
See Kevin Love come back. They, you know, he's not going away. That's my dude.
Ricky Rubio.
Yeah,
I like him on the low. That's my man.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting with Timberwolves through this season.
Hold on, we got a late caller to the building. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. She's calling on her usual time. What's going on, Angie? What's happening? Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on?
She's calling her usual check-in time.
What's happening, love? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
Oh my gosh, I have a bad reputation of calling it.
Yes, you're getting there.
I am.
But it's
so
all good though. It's all good. It's all good. What's happening with you?
Not so much. I was really just calling to say hi, you know.
All right, no doubt. I ain't mad at that. I know you got to rest up for your show tomorrow and all that. You got to, you know, you got to rest up and all.
I was doing my mommy duties, so I had, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
That
kind of
comes first, you know.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah. Quickly, I wanted to know what your thought was or if you heard anything in regards to the little situation with Chad Johnson. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Chad Johnson is a buffoon. And, you know, you just get what you deserve at times.
Okay, there you go. That's it. That was the consensus, you know.
You reap what you sow. You can't just think you could go around doing things and nothing's going to happen to you because of your financial status. No.
No doubt. Being that you checked in for a minute last week and you're checking in for a minute now, what's your get your quick opinion and thoughts on the NBA Finals right quick? Hello?
Did she cut off?
Hello?
I guess she's gone.
Oh, that was fast.
Let me ask you a question. You heard when T.O. made that statement, if he doesn't get a deal this year, he's going to be tired.
Oh, that retirement ceremony should be any minute now.
You think, what about Chad? How long is Chad going to wait before he gets a deal before he says he's done?
In about 31 days. Oh, that was an easy one. About 31 days.
Chad got to be the next one up there because if he doesn't get a deal, if he doesn't get signed, I think it's a wrap for him.
It's a wrap.
Pac-Man Jones smacked that woman.
That too. Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah,
he back with the police blotter. You're right.
Yeah, come on.
Then they found weed in Josh Brent, the one that got in the car wreck for the Cowboys last year.
Yeah.
They found weed in his system.
Yeah. It's all
up. But you know what? When it comes to these athletes and them and this drunk driving and all, come on, my dudes. Y'all got enough money to call a freaking cab from Cali to New York and you going to get out there and drive. You're an idiot.
They got a taxi service. The NFL got them a limo service.
They need a hand service so they can keep their hands off of these people. Stop beating up the dancers and choking everybody out. They need that. But
If you out to 2 o'clock in the morning every night, something's gonna happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you
it's bound to happen. Yeah, yeah,
it's bound to happen.
Somebody's bound
to take a shot at you.
Yep. Well, because now you're wearing yourself thin, and people try to play you. They play you. You know what I'm saying? They can figure you out now because you're displaying yourself like, I'm out here, I'm going to be drunk or something to that effect or whatever. People will try you, and that's what's happening. They say a fool and his money shall part, and that's what they are, a bunch of doggone fools.
Yeah, that's the way to put it in the real life perspective. Like, what are you doing, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for all the people that try to defend it and give it some kind of spin and put some kind of common sense to it, you out of your mind.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It bugs me out that people just try to find some way to finagle it to try to convince you that this is cool. What planet you on? Or am I in the Twilight Zone? What's going
yeah,
on?
That's crazy.
You're never gonna walk up in no court and no judge, especially if it's a female. You never walk in there and think you're gonna do whatever you're
yeah,
gonna do.
Yeah, you're not gonna do that.
No way.
That's totally disrespectful to the
right.
judge. Listen,
that's right.
You know this man has your fate in his hands right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
This is what
Thank you.
Do?
That's right.
Smart guy. Come on.
Listen,
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you don't even want nobody like him.
Mm.
Hell, y'all had the biggest drug dealer of them all, and they, gosh.
Yeah, he had all the greenery.
Yeah,
oh,
wait,
man.
They
started me crying.
They was putting in work.
I'm going to start crying in a minute.
Nate was doing his own driving.
Yeah, he was.
So,
But no doubt, man.
These cats need to
learn a lesson, and definitely they need to if they want to, play the revolving door situation with the justice system, then they should be, treated accordingly. Why are you going to give them special treatment because they're on, they're that person of notoriety or whatever? They put themselves in that position. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. Well, the judge should have gave him some leniency. The judge gave him leniency for what? You've been begging for you was begging when you got cut from Miami after you had the situation with your wife. When they cut you was begging. Okay? Then you're begging for a chance to get put on. You know what I mean? You go, do your thing with the Patriots, whatever. You can't stick nowhere. If the problem can't be them, then it must be you. So what you gonna do about that?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah,
you got 30 days to think
step,
about it though. You'll get it together.
Eventually.
Eventually, you'll get it together.
When he's not playing on no team this year.
you have to get it together from the couch. We got 5 minutes left in the show, man. It was a great show tonight, man. I appreciate everybody calling in. Ziggy, you still here?
Yeah.
Ziggy's still here. Kia's still here. Angie's still here. Yo, just, speak a little piece about it, and we're about to get out of here for the week, man. Ziggy, lead it off, my dude.
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Angie, what's good? What you got to say till we get out of here for next week?
Listen, sorry for calling in late.
It's
all right.
He's
still my boy.
That's
all right.
We got the violins in the background for you, and, we have some lovely parting gifts.
And on that note, I'm going to holler at you next week.
Thanks for calling, though. No doubt.
I'm going to surprise you next week.
Okay. Kia, what's good? Anything you got to say before we get out of here?
I'm ready for football, and I'm ready for fantasy. And I'm just so ready for fantasy. It's like I take fantasy league by the storm now, because now that I know it, I'm like ready. And I'm ready. You know I'm ready for football. For football.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel it's going to be a lot of, diplomatically, a lot of disagreements going on this fall during football season, because the split lane is going to be in full effect, and we're going to be walking through somebody's fantasy league. I might want to join me a fantasy league out in Detroit or something. I think I might join me a league out in Michigan or something. Yeah, it's going down, man. NBA Finals Game 3, 38-30, San Antonio over Miami. 4:40 left to play in the first half. An outlet pass to Kawhi Leonard. He just laid it down. Spurs up by 10. We had a great show tonight. Thanks for everybody that called. My man,
yeah,
Ziggy.
Show.
Go ahead. Thank you, beautiful. Thanks for Angie for calling in with her late self. Picasso,
man,
thanks for calling in. Thanks for my man Rodney. Ziggy's in the building. We thought he got kidnapped earlier, but he made it back. He made it through. Shout out to Kia and all that, and all the listeners,
yay,
man.
Yay, Angie.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Angie gets a late pass. I'm going to play some Public Enemy tonight in Angie's honor. She gets a late pass and all that. But we do it, man. High body karate, man. It goes down, man. You got the mayor in the building every Tuesday night, man. It goes down right here at QQ Palace after further review tomorrow night. You got the ladies in the building. Divas going to rock it out for you. Old school, new school, all school rules, how they do it. Then Thursday, you could talk about relationship style and all of that. Friday, my man Rich holds it down with a true school situation. Sunday, Miss Lavina is going to send us to church. And Monday, keep the kids away from the radio on Monday night. That's all I'm going to say to that. Shout out to my man Stephen Dallas. Shout out to Dallas and all that.
Keep Dallas.
The kids away from the radio. Have them bake some cookies or something. Learn how to build a model airplane or something. Keep away. Yes. Or buy them some earmuffs.
Send them to bed.
I don't know.
If it's 5 o'clock,
you got to tell them something.
Send them to bed.
Send them in. There you go. It goes down, man. This is the mayor. After further review, GQ Palace. We out of here, man. See you next week. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. If when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.